Mr. Harper, when you attend, I mean, you've been a gardening your whole life, third generation gardener, run the nursery. When you go to a conference like SHADE, the Southwest Horticulturals SHA Annual Day of Education.
You did it.
Very good.
Nice.
Very good.
I mean, is it just going through the motions, or do you ever go there and say, hey, that's new?
You know, you always find at least one thing. A new product, a new bit of information, a new contact, you know, something worthwhile going to any educational event, I've found. You know, and with all the classes and tracks they have there, there's something to be learned, no matter how much you think you might know. And, of course, they have their little marketplace, so there's all kinds of interesting or innovative or a new plant or, you know. The field of agriculture and horticulture is just, it changes rapidly, the technologies. For instance, there was a low-voltage light. Did you see that?
Or the Haven for mosquitoes?
Well, no. That too.
Okay.
That too. But the flickering low-voltage light?
I missed it.
Tell looks me. Exactly like a gas lamp burning.
Oh.
I mean, they did an amazing job. So it flickers. The bulbs, the filaments in there flicker, and you can get it in low voltage or regular voltage.
That's neat.
And then Haven, the mosquito. I didn't realize we were in the top 20 cities for mosquito population, I guess you'd call it, in the United States. Who'd have thunk that in the desert?
You know, is it just the massive size? I mean, when you have 4 million plus people in one metropolitan area— I mean, do you just automatically qualify because of sheer numbers? Because I think it was a comparison of reports of mosquito disease.
Well, it could be. I don't know what the factors are in the ranking. Of course, you know, we've taken a lot of desert away and created, even with low water use landscape, we're watering areas that were never getting watered before. We've also now got houses out in outlying agriculture areas, which probably always had more mosquitoes than we had in the desert areas that we were, or the living areas that we were in town. And you start living next to standing water in a dairy or something, you're probably going to have some mosquitoes that you didn't have before. So I think there's a lot of factors, and we're so big and spread out.
Summers on the boats, I always remember those too. If we'd stay into the evening, there was always that time period. If you never dock your boat until after the sun goes down, if you're staying the night on the
lake.
Quit
moving,
huh? You need to go set up your camp and get your spot so you have a place to come back to. But don't hang out on the shoreline. Get back in your
ski
boat.
Ski till dark.
Yeah, go out in the middle and wait till the sun goes down and then come back into shore, uh-huh, or you just get eaten.
Uh-huh. There you go. So maybe there's just been the mosquitoes. Now we're just living where the mosquitoes were.
Maybe so.
I don't know. So.
Yeah, so. But there's a new product by the interesting thing, Newtone. And they make exhaust fans. They're the quiet exhaust fans for bathroom, and that's what I mean. I'm like, wow. Now they've got this mosquito repellent. But when you look at it makes sense because it ties to an exterior light. So if you need it can either be just a mosquito repellent you stick in the ground, or if you would like to have if you need night pathway lighting as well, it comes with an LED light. So you have your light and your mosquito repellent tied to it, and you just put in a perimeter around your patio or sitting area or wherever you want, and it plugs right in low voltage, and you know, you don't need to do any special wiring. Plug it in, stick these, and you got your nice mosquito repellent for your patio area.
Yeah, pretty cool system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a time a couple years ago where we had really good rains. Man, the washway to the west of our house, I'd walk through there to go— at the time, we had the goat staked out there for our weed control. You'd carry water out there, man. You'd get them all over your eyelids, and it's amazing. It just, where does it come from? I mean, standing water for a very short period of time, and they're there.
Yep.
Very opportunistic little suckers.
They're very opportunistic. Yeah.
So that was a couple things. You know what else was neat was the it was right to the left of me. I'm gonna have to remember the name. But also, Tank's Green Stuff was up from Tucson. Have you spent any time looking at their product?
Looked at it a little bit, yeah. Green Waste Company that's turning that into some mulches and looks at, you know, anything we can do to recycle is a good thing.
Back to the calls right after this, 1-888-767-4348.